Luke on a Friday afternoon now, Wolf. We have finally, everybody out there has finally almost made it through this week. You know what's going to make us feel better about this sports week, Wolf?
What's that?
Talking to Shane Doan.
Doaner.
Shane Doan. Doaner's joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Says here on the sheet, Arizona Coyotes legend. Yeah, we could give him that. Yeah, Arizona Coyotes legend, Shane Doan joining us.
Indeed.
Doaner, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Not much. I'm just getting ready to fly back over. I'm heading back over to Boston, so on my way there.
All right.
So, Doaner, where are you right now, man, in regard to your emotions and all that has happened and all that is going on?
You know what? I think I'm pretty... It's sad. Like, it's sad that this is the kind of the day and what's going on and what's happening, but you understand that you got to move on and move on to the what's next. And I've said it over and over. I think this is just the end of the chapter. It's not the end of the book, and it's kind of cliche-ish, but for my emotions and stuff, you go through the whole process of something that you love and care about and a lot, and the people and the relationships that go along with it. And so it's hard and sad.
But yeah, but Doaner, I can hear it in your voice. You know, I mean, you're wearing this, man.
Well, I think everyone that's a fan, it's not, I mean, I think the other night was probably a little bit more of a celebration of the 28 years and the foundation that was led or that was kind of laid down. And obviously, today's a little harder, and you understand it and you recognize the finality of it. And at the same time, I'm super excited for my son and the opportunity he's got to meet Ryan Smith, and the players got to meet him, and they're all excited about it, and they're excited about the opportunity that's going to be presented to them. So as a dad, your kid's all, it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, since you brought that up, Doaner, and we're talking to Shane Doan, obviously, you know, you and I already kind of talked about this, but Josh is in such a unique situation because he was a fan of the Coyotes as well. And now you're in a unique situation where you can kind of give him some advice of he was just kind of breaking in here. He was a fan here already. He knows he gets to keep his teammates, but it's a whole new city. That's such a unique situation that most athletes don't go through. Like, what do you tell him?
We talked about it, and it was kind of the same thing. Like, I remember when we left Winnipeg, and it was sad, and all the similar feelings for the people of Winnipeg and everything that they went through. And then he had an opportunity to come to Phoenix, a place that truly, the only thing I knew about Arizona before I got here was my favorite movie was Tombstone, and I loved the whole story of Tombstone.
That sounds like you.
And when I got here, I fell in love with the place. I mean, the Western theme and the horses and obviously was played into it, but I told Josh, like, hey, you're going to Salt Lake City, you're going to a place that you can write your own story, and you probably never thought you're going to live there, and now you get an opportunity to, and you got to make the most of it, and it's an incredible opportunity for those guys to create their own stories and do their own thing in a new city. And that's your only choice. You either choose to be upset or you choose to embrace it. And I was like, it's easy. Just choose to embrace it and love it and do everything you can. Be grateful and thankful, and can't wait to get there.
Doaner, what about you and your story and the story of the NHL? Is there anything down the road? I know it's so early to ask you this right now, but, you know, you obviously are in the NHL right now with the Maple Leafs. And what about your story here? Do you think your story here with the NHL is over?
Well, you know what? The one thing that I've learned is that you never say no to anything. I probably would have 1,000% said no if someone said, hey, you're going to be working for Toronto next year. And I would have said no. There's probably no chance. And then the opportunity and everything that came, and what obviously Tree being there was pretty exciting. And so it turned into something that I was so excited about. I don't know what the exact future for myself is, but I do know, and from listening to what Gary Bettman has said, is that I think they believe they want a team here. They want a team to be here. They want it to be done the right way, and they want it to be done with the support of the community and the support of the people and the state and everything that goes along with that. And that's important to them. And so that's why I truly believe that this is, again, a chapter. It's a dark chapter, not a chapter I like. I'd like it to get over. I'd like to move, get going on to the next part. But right now, it is what it is.
Yeah, I think we're all right there with you on this one, Shane. I think we're all kind of processing this at different rates, too. But, you know, one thing Gary Bettman did say in his press conference today with Alex Morello was he did sort of draw a distinction between what the Coyotes are and what just a totally clean expansion team would be. He almost made it sound like there's like a 33rd team as long as they can reactivate it in the next 5 years. So I know you've tried to stay optimistic about this. When I heard that is at least a little bit different in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, it's important. It's important for us. And I think as Coyotes fans to hear that, and when they heard that, I think that was something that you could be kind of hang your hat on. And 5 years seems like a long time. When you're younger, it seems like a really long time. But as you get older, you realize how quickly that comes. And hopefully it's something that can work. And that would be, you know, everybody here in the Valley would be, I think, very excited about that are hockey fans. And hey, I understand. And I understand all the naysayers about hockey here in the Valley from outside of the Valley. But the people that are here, I truly believe, will support and the foundation that's been laid. And it starts with, obviously, the Ice Den and what they've done and Richard Burke and Taylor Burke bringing the team here and then establishing the Ice Den. AZ Ice has got some nice arenas here in town. And then what ASU is doing in creating kind of a program that is a Division I program that's having success. They finished there as high as 11th in the country this year. Nice. I think that's great. And so I think there's a foundation for people to get behind. Some of the best players in the world have come from our state. And I think that also kind of bids well for us. And we have to hold on to that. And I think that if a team comes back, it's not like an expansion team to a new city. It's an expansion team to a place that has a foundation, and it really will work.
So, Donor, can I be so bold to ask you your responsibilities with the Leafs and where you see your NHL career headed?
Wolf,
you know, once again, I mean, you know where I'm going with all of this. I just wonder, have you ever wanted to be a general manager at some point in time?
You know what? It's one of those things that I'm learning so much from being around Brad and being around Brendan Shanahan and the management in Toronto. I absolutely love the players, and it's an absolute blast to be part of that and do all that. So I'm learning lots. I think that everybody that ever plays, like I'm sure you, Wolf, when you played football, you're like, man, if I could be in management, I'd do a good job. So everyone thinks that they can do it. And I'm probably learning that it's a lot more difficult and harder job than I ever realized watching what they have to do on a daily basis. I've managed at the World Championships and at the Olympics. So obviously that I do enjoy that. And it's just something that I've been really proud of and had a good time doing. Don't know what my future will be, but right now I'm really excited about the playoffs and us playing Boston.
I'm just saying, because you know what, you'd be really good at it. I'm just telling you, Donor, that's just me.
Bring Wolf into negotiations, you don't get any job.
You'd be really, really good at it. Okay, I'm done with it.
Go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead, Shane.
No, I was just enjoying your guys' conversation yesterday with the general manager. What was it, the NFL guy? Oh, my goodness, it was so good listening to him talk about the draft.
Oh, yeah. Mike Mayock. Yeah, I know.
Mayock, you and him are friends. And I was like, man, that was cool listening to him talk.
look, I mean, since we're talking Toronto here, I don't know how you guys got stuck playing Boston again in the first round. That always seems to happen. But I'm going to ask you about Auston Matthews. Most goals in an NHL season since Mario Lemieux did it back in 1996. He obviously grew up a Coyotes fan. I don't think I have to make that connection for anybody. But and just what have you seen from him, even before you were working for Toronto?
You know what? He is dedicated to what he does. Like, I mean, dedicated to it. His desire and will to score goals is it's cold hearted at times. Like, which is good. Like, it's so determined, and without ever, it's just that his focus, his ability to do it is better than anyone I've ever seen. and the way he relates and the way that he is to his teammates and how excited they are when he scores. I've been so much more impressed than I thought I would be. And I know Austin well, and I've thought of the world of him as a young man and as a person, and to see him on a daily basis has been absolutely amazing. And they've done an incredible job with him as parents, Brian and his wife. They've done an amazing job in raising the kid, because he is amazing. But his goal scoring, I've seen him take a one-timer off a goalie's head in practice, kind of. This is not with Toronto, but just in the summer. He didn't even blink. Like, he hit the goalie right between the eyes. And I mean, hammered him. And his thought process, it was going in. So, I mean, don't stop it. Don't get hit by it. If you don't want, don't stop it. And that ability to be that calculated and cold about scoring was something that I was so impressed with. And in a kind of weird kind of way. So.
Well, Doner, even though the team's not here right now, we're going to keep calling you, so just be ready for that.
Hey, I will be listening, and I will answer every time you guys do.
Awesome.
You're the best,
Thank
man.
You, Shane.
Thank you, Doner.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, Wolf. Okay, thanks, man. Luke. See ya. Thanks, Aaron.